David Bowie recently turned 50. He's been making news on the financial pages these days by selling stock in himself, so-called Bowie bonds, that will pay interest from royalties on his old songs. But Bowie isn't settling into an early, backward-looking retirement. His new album, called Earthling, incorporates the latest pop style and rhythm called jungle, or drum and bass. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Nowhere, shampoo, TV, come back, boys on, swim tie, showdown, can't stop.
David Bowie has always prided himself on being up to the minute. His desired mode is to make the cutting edge look effortless. He's long been a brazen thief, snatching whatever beats and attitudes are in the air and using them for his own purposes. This strategy worked very well for him in the 70s, when Bowie was among the very few rock stars who realized that disco wasn't the enemy of rock, but rather a new area for rhythmic investigation. The result was a fine series of albums like Station to Station, Low, and Heroes. Disco's icy crispness jibed perfectly with Bowie's image of himself as an alienated aesthete in a way that punk and grunge never did afterward. So it must have come as an invigorating jolt when he looked around recently and heard the jittery, chopped-up rhythms of English jungle music. Figure out the lyrics that Bowie does his best to strangle throughout Earthling, and you can assemble a loose concept album about an otherworldly visitor who finds himself frightened by life on Earth. Bowie has, of course, long been making records about what the late rock critic Lester Bangs called future brat's hysterical detachment from feeling. In this sense, Earthling is the latest chapter in Bowie's saga of Major Tom from the 70s. At least once on Earthling, however, Bowie permits emotion to shine through the music on one of the best songs he's ever cut, called Little Wonder.
Stinking weather, fans shaking hands, dopey morning, dark grumpy house. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder you. Fixed green dolls, fits and explosions, sleepy time, that's full of news. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder you.
What Bowie is doing on this album is taking the essence of jungle style, synthesizer riffs that skitter across smooth bass lines, and adding a lot of good old-fashioned hard rock guitar, most of it provided by Reeves Gabrels, who used to lead Bowie's pretty lousy side project, Tin Machine. The pulse and energy of jungle have given Bowie and Gabrels a new playing field for their usual concerns. The result is that, on Earthling, David Bowie has managed to make his best paradox, exhilarating ennui, sound like a fresh idea.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.